This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. In the 10 days after the election of Donald Trump, nearly 900 incidents of harassment and intimidation were reported around the country. And in a nationwide survey, educators report the election results have severely affected students. 90% of teachers who responded to the online survey from the Southern Poverty Law Center say the election outcome is having a negative impact on students. Many of the K-12 teachers say students have been harassed or attacked. Some kids have been caught using derogatory language or writing hateful graffiti.
It's depressing. It's incredibly depressing reading.
That's Maureen Costello with the Southern Poverty Law Center. She oversees the center's Teaching Tolerance Project. More than 10,000 teachers responded to this latest survey. That's thousands more compared to the spring when a similar survey was conducted during the primaries.
And that tells me that it's much worse than it was in the spring, that what we began to see then has become amplified. Many teachers told us that they've never seen anything like this in their entire careers. I've been in education for almost 40 years. I've never seen anything like this.
Costello says incidents of hate have been in a variety of schools across the country. In places like Dallas, where the majority of students are Latino, Costello says fewer hate incidents have been reported. Kids, though, are coming to school with fear.
They're bursting into tears in school. They're worried about parents. They're worried about family separation. They're disheartened. And some teachers have reported that they really just have become disillusioned about the promise of this country.
In schools where the majority of students are white, Costello says there are more reported hate incidents, such as harassment. And in more diverse schools, teachers in the survey say they're seeing more tension among different racial groups and fights break out. Costello says educators shouldn't ignore what's happening around them.
Don't be complacent. Don't think that just because you're not seeing something or hearing something, that's not happening. So we're really urging both teachers and school leaders to pay attention and keep their ears to the ground.
Educators can use these incidents as a teaching moment, Costello says. Get students to talk about what's happening and explain why this behavior shouldn't be tolerated. Stella Chavez, KERA News.